And we're shining the light on one of the most vibrant community groups in our area, the U3A. That's the University of the Third Age. And it's all about learning, laughter, and staying connected. And joining me in the studio is the wonderful chairperson, Fanny Gray. Fanny, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. We were just talking. This is the first time in the studio, isn't it?
Yes. I came into the old studio.
Which you refer to
the black hole of Calcutta.
It was a little different, wasn't it?
This is fantastic.
This is gorgeous, isn't it? We're very, very fortunate. I've seen a lot of things online. It's like, man, we have a really nice studio.
Yes, we're blessed.
All right. Well, for anyone listening who's never heard of the U3A, what is it in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, its name sounds slightly pompous, but it really isn't. The University of the Third Age, which is for people who are no longer in full-time employment, who want to expand their horizons and be busy and do exciting things.
Wonderful. And now, how did you first get involved? Was it love at first sight, or did someone rope you into it?
About 10 years ago, we moved to Diss.
Yeah.
And we wanted to meet some people. We knew nobody in the area. And to be honest, the United Reformed Church, which is where we meet once a month, was one of the nearest places to just pop in and see. And we were made so welcome.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With meet and greeters at the door, you know, come in, have a cup of coffee. This is what we do. And since then, it is so exciting to do so much in our retirement, really.
That's wonderful. So who is U3A aimed at then? So talking what you mentioned there, retirees, semi-retirees, anyone with a bit of free time?
Not mainly semi-retirees and retirees.
Okay.
But that's anybody. I mean, people these days are retiring quite young. So, you know, we were 52 when we retired. So
nice.
I know.
I've still got a few more years.
But what I say is, there's no age restriction.
Wonderful. Okay, that's great. And so what do people usually get out of joining? Is it the learning, the social side, or a bit of everything?
I can honestly say it's both.
Yeah.
You learn so much from some of the lecturers we have. And once a month we have a speaker coming in and talk to us about different subjects. For instance, we've got a meeting on Thursday, and we have got somebody who used to be a covert policeman.
Ooh. Right.
And last month we had somebody talking to us about the greening of London. Somebody came down from London to talk to us about parks and royal parks and things. So,
I love that.
Yes.
Just keeping active, keeping your brain active, right?
It's keeping your brain active, but we don't miss out the physical as well.
Oh, okay.
If you want to keep active, I run a dance group once a month.
Right.
We also have table tennis. We have walking group. And today our bird watching group are out at Redgrave Fen in the rain spotting birds. Apparently birds still sing in the rain, I've been told.
Oh, my gosh. They are sounding wonderful this time of year, aren't they? let's see. So why do you think groups like this are so important for towns like Diss?
Oh, I think it's vital.
Yeah.
Especially when you newly come to an area, as I said, we knew nobody in the area. I now don't walk down Diss High Street without somebody saying, "Hi, Fanny, how are you? Good morning. You know, and are you coming to the meeting?" and whatever. It is absolutely vital. And as you say, keeping the mind and body active once you get to a certain age is also very important.
Yeah, increasing longevity, I think, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So activities and groups and things. So give us a flavour of the kinds of groups and activities that you run and what is popular at the moment. I know you touched a bit on that as well.
We've got 31 interest groups.
31?
Yes.
Oh,
we
wow.
have. Honestly, we have 308 members in the U3A, and with that we have 31 groups.
Gosh.
Ranging from history groups, music groups, language groups. Now that I find quite challenging. I've never been awfully good at foreign language.
No.
And you can join all of them. And the one that I love that I started a year ago, don't giggle, but we actually started a crime fiction group.
Okay.
Now, this is not a book group, but we look at new books. We look at what's been on the telly lately that we fancy watching. And we're also actually writing our own stories about, you know, with crime and things. So, yes, so that's quite an interesting one.
Now, talking writing stories, so have you ever had someone join the group and discover a hidden talent that they never knew that they
had?
Oh,
absolutely.
Is this you?
You should see you should see my dance group. We had a dance called the Spring Fling over at Shelf Hanger Hall a couple of months ago, and a lot of my dance group went along, and they were the first on the dance floor, and they were grooving away to 80s music and 70s music. And I just run a dance group once a month called Use It or Lose It, and we just have fun.
Right. And you're sort of, it's an indirect exercise that you don't know you're having.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, yeah. I was a dance teacher all my life. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
You know, when I was about 16, I went to the Royal Ballet School, and from then I've been an army wife. So everywhere we went, I opened a dance school for children mainly. But now I do it for jewelry.
Oh, I love it. Gosh, you bring so much. I can already feel your energy
in
the studio
you.
Here. It's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
So how does the U3A help people make new friends and stay connected? I mean, again, you're touching, but especially if they're new to the area or recently retired. So how do they join?
Can I suggest that you look on our website?
Okay,
we have very good DIS U3A.
Okay, just like that.
And it will give you all the details. Or just come along on the first Thursday morning of the month to the United Reformed Church in Mere Street.
Right.
At 9:45, come as a guest to start with, if you like, and you'll get refreshments. And then at 10:30, we will have a speaker, and you will meet lots of people, and people will tell you all about it. I'll be there.
Right.
And just come and find out what we can offer you, and also what you can offer us, because we're not just old people walking dogs. We have had lives. We have talents. You'd be amazed at the amount of talents that come out people have. And they say, can I start a group on? And you say, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's even little rooms. I mean, some of the groups we have to charge because we hire halls and that sort of thing. But we also make use of the Morrison's community room, which is an excellent thing that we can use for some of our groups there.
Gosh, so when you talked about they can come along and sort of sit and see if it's for them.
Yes.
Is there then a membership, a sort of a monthly membership? Or something
As a guest, you come and you pay a small fee. I think it's £3.
Right.
But for an annual fee for all this, including your tea and coffee and speaker, is £15 a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is not much.
No, and not to have that social interaction.
A nice interaction.
Cuppa.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I must stress, we couldn't do it without all the volunteers. A bit like you here in the Corn Hall, you've got wonderful volunteers here, but so have we. I've got a committee of 8 people who put up with me, which is marvellous, and think, oh, gosh, she's had another idea. What can we do? You know, like, for instance, we have an annual quiz night, and we also have a Christmas lunch. And we've got a big thing coming in July, which I was going to tell you about in a minute.
Yes, which brings us in. Are there any special events,
Talks
and workshops? We'll have that as a lead into that.
We are very excited.
Right.
Now, we've been going 20 years in DIS, over 20 years. So thank you to all the people that came before us. And we did have a big lunch in the Corn Hall for our 20th anniversary about 2 years ago. But we have now been given a donation by Harleston U3A, who shut, unfortunately, and so we are subsidising a big bit of a do, which we're calling a mardel, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, means a rabble, an unruly gathering, or a group of hangers for a chat. Would you believe? But we just thought it was it's a Norfolk word, so we thought, why not?
Right.
So this is our midsummer mardel, where you're going to feed your mind. You're going to feed your body and you're going to feed your soul. So you're going to have a talk in the morning by Dr. Sam Newton, who was on Time Team.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us about the finds at Sutton Hoo.
Sutton Hoo is cool, yes.
And then we're getting lunch provided by the marvellous Corn Hall. And in the afternoon, we have Jane Hogger, who used to be a Bluebell girl, is going to tell us all about the magic of the musical.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, you're not going to believe this, but the whole day, including your lunch and coffee and tea, is £15. And if you're a non-member, and we would be delighted to welcome non-members, it's £20.
Right. And this is, it's
on 16th. The 16th, Thursday, the 16th of July. Thank you for reminding me to say that.
And 10:30. Yeah,
at 10:30. And all details, again, are on our website.
Right, which is DIS U3A.
And our little leaflets that you'll see all around town. They even have the smart thingamajig. You can tell
QR code.
Thank
thingy.
You.
Yeah,
you can tell I'm the technical expert. I have a husband that does my technical bit. The little doodly thing in the corner.
I know exactly what you meant. Yeah.
It's quite funny in our committee meetings sometimes because I say all this and then I look round and I have somebody else called Barry Davis who's marvellous with technology and I'll say, yeah, you sort it. You speak to my husband, Philip, and you
that
sort
part.
That bit.
Yeah. You'll do the lead, the front part. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
So if someone is listening and thinking, this does sound like me,
yes.
How do they join?
They go to the website.
Yep.
They look at the details, and they can actually join at the May meeting.
Okay.
There's a lovely lady called Leslie, who's our membership secretary, and our treasurer called Pat, and they're both there to take your money. If you want to pay the £15 up front, or you can just pay £3 to come in and see what we do.
Great. So that's the first step. So they can come along to the meeting. They can sign up
online. We've got one on Thursday.
This coming Thursday,
yes.
Which is June, where are we? Second, third, fourth.
June, got 4th. June the 4th.
4th of June, okay.
As we said, we've got this chap going to tell us about being a policeman in the security services and things.
Quite interesting.
I think it'll be quite sneaky. And that's head done by Helen, who's our programme secretary. As I said, I'm so blessed with the volunteers I have.
Gosh. And you said you have 304 members. Did I read that?
No, I have 308.
Eight members. Yeah. Now, do they all come, or is it sort of come in waves?
Oh, no. Usually at that meeting, we get about 120 come.
That's still quite a lot, isn't
I
it?
I know. Yeah. But some people just join to do the group. Like
right.
Some of our bird watchers or our table tennis just want to do that. They don't have to come to the main meeting. Sorry, I'm waggling my arms around.
Yes, I'm following them. I'm following the arms. No, all good. I am going to give you the quick fire round. I said I wasn't going to do this,
but
to wrap in it. So tea or coffee while chairing a meeting?
No, I have a small glass of water.
Water? Oh, that's healthy. Okay. A hobby you'd love to try but haven't yet?
A hobby I have? Do you know I've tried everything.
Have you?
Yes. I wouldn't mind skydiving, but
no way. Would you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
We've done the sedate one. We've done ballooning, which is great. But
right.
Yes. No.
Skydiving.
Yes, I know. Philip, my husband outside, is now cringing like mad.
Yeah, like...
Although he's done parachuting in the army, so, you know.
Okay, I mean, I suppose you could do tandem. I still... Don't feet on the floor there. U3A group you secretly wish you had time to join. So you've got many of these different groups within your... group.
I would like to do the metal detecting. That would be quite fun.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd like to do the language ones, but I'm so awful at languages. We don't laugh at anybody. We help everybody.
That's
so unusual. But I just think I make an idiot, more of an idiot myself than I usually do, you know.
No, I had a time with language. French was okay, but German, I think the German teacher, bless her heart, sent me to the science lab to have a hearing test. I think that's what I was. Just wasn't.
Well, our German group is thriving at the moment.
Is it?
Yes. And also our Italian group, they do a lot of it on Zoom, which is quite good fun. Yeah.
Gosh, so many things. And then finally, are you a planner or a let's just see what happens person?
I'm a bit of both, but I often go for coffee with my friend Helen, who's our programme secretary, and we work it out between us what we're going to do. So she's much more practical than I am. She says, oh God, Fanny's got another idea, let's sort this
let's
out.
Bring
and
it down.
And she'll bring it down
manageable.
A couple of... Yes.
Oh, that is wonderful. Fanny, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And if you'd like to find out more about the U3A, how to join, or what groups are running, just search for DIS U3A online or pop along to one of their meetings, which again is this Thursday.
Yes, at the United Reformed Church.
At
9:45.
And it's a brilliant way to learn something new, meet some lovely people. Thank you.
Or even if you don't want to join, if you just want to come to the Big Do in July and think that'll be a lovely day out, just come along.
And let me repeat that one. That's a Midsummer Mardle, and it's at the Corn Hall in Dis, the Thursday the 16th of July, 10:30 to 3:30. You arrive at 10:30 and have refreshments, followed by Dr. Sam Newton, we're talking about the Master Workshop of Sutton Hoo. 12:30 is a buffet lunch, and then you've got the lovely Jane Hogger, 2:00, talking the magical musicals. I see the picture here. She's got all those feathers
on her. I know. She brings all her props.
So don't want to miss that one. And again, they can go online.
It's
and
all
book
on
their
the U3A
there.
Line, yes.
Wonderful. Fanny, thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you for your time.
Pleasure having you on.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.